News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you know what time it is. Monday, 10:30-ish, it's time to talk a little bit about ADX Digital here at our radio stations, ways that you can support your business, make a lot of money, and have a great Christmas. How's that?
Yeah. Sign me up.
There you go. Brian Prowitz is here. He's one of our marketing consultants to tell us a little bit today about the products for ADX Digital. And what does this mean? Because this is like a whole new world for a lot of people, myself included.
Yeah, well, good morning, Meg. And it's always great to see you. And I hope everybody survived Halloween and the time change.
Yes.
What a vicious combination that is.
And yeah, At least it's not the other way. I like the extra hour of sleep. I'm glad it's not the spring one.
Springing ahead, though, you're like, it's spring now, and you're mentally just ready for it and everything. But
it's all good.
Well, yeah. ADX Digital, here at ADX Communications, there are any number of ways to reach your target audience, whether that's through the perfect choice of radio programming or digital options that really are unique and, for some people, very confusing. And so we want to keep it simple. We want to keep it so you understand what we're talking about. Essentially, if you know where your audience is and you know who your audience is, we can find a way to drill down right and just hit that audience with your message. So if you have a message you really like, if you have content on your social media channels that you like, or you have a 30-second commercial that you've used in TV or whatever, we can turn that into an ad that targets your audience digitally in all the places they go. And gone are the days of choosing a channel and then hitting that channel with ads. Instead, we identify your target audience and we follow them wherever they go.
See, that's amazing to me. And it's so specific. So you really are targeting the customer that is going to want to get your ad or see your ad.
Yep. Yep. And this morning I've been working on some proposals. We do a cool thing where when we sit down, you hear Tasca and I talking about sitting down with you, kind of like that 30-minute free consultation. Well, what happens is we learn more about who your target audience is. We come back here. We fill out some forms. We get this slide deck. We get a presentation that we turn into a cool thing. And we come back and we go, okay, here are the products that will work for you. Here's what your budget will get you in the audience. We can tell you how many people are in the audience you're looking for within the geography you're interested in. And not everybody's just interested in Escambia and Santa Rosa or Okaloosa and Baldwin on either side. Sometimes it's, can you get me to Montgomery? Can I advertise with you in Texas? Yes.
Oh, that's good to know.
It doesn't matter where you are, your target audience is, we can still run that campaign for you. So these are important things to know as we dive into the different kinds of products that we have. So I've been talking about the why, but here's the how a little bit. These are different ways, once we identify that audience, we can hit them with amazing content right on time. So we have a thing called mobile conquesting. Mobile conquesting uses location-based, demographic, and behavioral targeting to reach consumers with display and video ads on their mobile devices. This is heavily reliant upon where they are. Mobile conquesting is a good way to your phone, no matter what the settings are, gives off little, as we like to call, breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Little pings.
So there is a way that we could advertise to a client of yours. I think of automotive or large ticket items. Let's go large ticket. Hot tubs.
Right.
Let's say. And they're only going to buy one from you probably, right? Mm-hmm. That person for a long time.
Sure.
But we can actually send an ad, not just to the person who might have come into your hot tub store, but when they go home, we can actually hit their neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
All around them.
Interesting. Okay.
With an ad that you choose. So because we tend to sort of collect in neighborhoods that might other people look like us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes it obvious where if you bought that, well, maybe your neighbor wants. Not to mention, if let's say you get one of those really cool golf carts and you drive that thing out of your driveway, your neighbor's going to want it, or car, or motorcycle.
Right.
So we know that about human behavior. So we can start advertising not just to you because you came to our store, but the people around you.
Very smart. Very smart.
So that's one way you can do mobile conquesting. Another is display ads. Display ads are a pretty simple concept that's been around a while. Those display ads go across all devices, cell phone, tablet, laptop, appearing on websites or apps using our targeting strategy. This is kind of like banner ads.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a scrolling banner ad if you want. That catches people's eyes a little bit. You can do a GIF or a GIF. I've never heard the correct pronunciation.
I don't know that anyone knows for sure.
A goof? No, a GIF.
GIF.
A GIF or a GIF. That will, again, target your target audience based on their behavior and their geography on their connected devices, no matter where they go.
Mm-hmm.
Display ads. Then we take that up another notch into what you call native display. And native display takes that display ad and kind of morphs it to match the look, feel, and context of the website or app where they are seen. You know when you're hit with a display ad.
I've seen them.
A display ad,
it's very
you're like,
separate looking.
Oh, there's that thing.
Mm-hmm.
A native display ad reduces the impact of I'm being advertised to so that it matches up better to the website or the app that you're engaged with
content.
At the time.
Yeah, the content.
And the content. Well, so then when you throw some AI on that,
mm-hmm.
using AI for good, by the mm-hmm. way, this is on the good side of using AI. You can use AI so that it changes the ad just a little bit, changes the color, maybe changes the call to action, so that again,
it's more subtle.
It's more subtle, and it's smarter.
I've done it 1,000 times. I'm on my phone. I'm looking up an article. I'm reading the article, and then I find myself going, and then there's, wait, I'm in a product now, and I didn't even realize I was reading an advertisement because it's so similar to the content of whatever it was I was looking at.
Yes, and if it's targeted to you correctly,
mm-hmm.
if it's showing you something you actually did indicate you're interested
mm-hmm.
in,
yes.
Now you're actually going, hey, I needed to see that.
Right. Yeah, it's not intrusive. It's actually something I'm interested in.
Yes.
Right. It was very smart.
See if you agree with this statement. It's also, in a lot of cases, better to target the female homeowner than the male homeowner in some purchasing decisions. Would you agree that women tend to make the decisions financially in the home more
than... I think this question is prefaced by what your generation is, which category, Gen X, Boomer, all that kind of stuff.
You
so
think
from
so?
From my category, yes. Yeah. An unequivocal yes.
There you go.
Women make the financial.
So far, we think that it's all the generations.
Okay.
If you're a homeowner and there's a couple there, most often a female in the
mm-hmm.
house, let's just say,
mm-hmm.
Is more likely to decide, you know what, we can't afford the new deck or mm-hmm. the new shiny thing,
right.
The new floors.
There you go. Okay.
It's time for new floors, dear. Let's talk.
Right.
So we do a lot of targeting of female homeowners, and there are many other ways that we can do that. Social mirror, you hear us talk about that a lot. This mm-hmm. is, and the reason is because sometimes when you are ready to advertise, but you say, well, I don't have any stuff put together right now that I really want to push out there. I don't have the right look or the right ad copy, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take a social post from Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all kinds. There's 8 different places we can pull a social post and turn it into an ad. That's why it's called social mirror. We are literally mirroring the social post on websites and other apps across those devices. And so we get outside of those platforms we just described to continue to hit people's phones wherever they go. Phones, whatever their connected devices might be. And we could even turn that into a connected ad, a connected TV ad, which we're going to talk about on the other side of the break.
God, that was a great explanation of social mirroring. I really understand it. So thank you, Brian. We're talking with Brian Prowitz.
Because of all my hands.
Well, the hand gestures
around.
Are good too. Marketing consultant with ADX Digital. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We will be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about ADX Digital on this beautiful Monday. I hope you're having a good day so far. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Brian Prowitz is here. He is a marketing consultant with ADX Digital, talking about some of the products that are available to you. And I would say right now, Brian, isn't this a pretty good time to invest considering the holiday shopping season is here?
We can't miss the holiday shopping season. A lot of people already, I've heard, they're like, well, I'm pretty interested in 2026 right now, but my budget's already spent for the holidays. Boy, you got to really look at that. I mean, prioritize what's happening right now.
Right.
And even if you think it's slow out there or you're not getting the phones not ringing enough or whatever, we can jumpstart that reaction to your message going out in time to move the needle for the next however many days until Christmas, which I don't even want to know the answer to that, actually.
Right.
So this is the time we can get you dialed in. And honestly, any campaign, but digital included, needs a little bit of traction before you can really start to know that it's in there. It's got to take a little bit of time to kind of percolate and be going so that by like Black Friday, like now.
Yeah, this would be perfect.
This is it. Like the deadlines are coming up pretty quick, but I mean, we can move, we can jump to when you call and say, hey, what do you do? Here's my budget. What can I do? And here's my audience and let's talk. So we're ready for it and we're standing by for you to jump in there. And I'll give you the phone number right now. And you want to talk to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Y'all say 850 or 850.
Probably a little up. 850.
You say soda or pop?
Oh, I say Coca-Cola.
Never mind.
This is the South, honey. We say Coke.
I'm still
Coke
learning.
And Pepsi.
In fact, during the break, we have TV screens up in here. Yeah. During the break, I was seeing an ad, and the guy on there was a particular fan of a particular college football team in this area that we'll go unnamed for now because we don't want to set anything off. But you know, you can actually target that fan,
right?
Like by the fact that they are fill in the blank of the state or school that they are a fan of.
You
can go, let's go after those folks. You can do that. That's how specific we can get. So right before the break, we were talking about social mirror and how that works. You take a social post from your awesome social media that you've got out there, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, grab that, take it, and push it out as an ad. Not on those platforms, but across phones, on websites and apps where your target audience goes, no matter where that is.
Mm-hmm.
We can then take that a step further and actually turn that social post into a commercial that runs on connected TV. We're talking streaming platforms, Roku, Fubo, and including YouTube TV, which is its own discussion. And so like a reel, like a straight up and down reel that isn't even sideways, you know what I'm talking about?
Vertical.
Like the orientation is vertical. We can turn that into an ad that runs on those horizontal TVs.
Oh, that's
what
great.
What fills the space is your own text, your logo, and a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
So people can actually scan that code in the middle of that commercial on connected television on the big screens of the houses of the people you choose inside the geography and based on their behavior or demographic.
That's pretty amazing.
Boom.
That's amazing.
So we're very excited about that all the time. We've even got online audio, podcasts, apps that run audio that have spots for commercials. We can run your commercial there. We can run video ads across all these different platforms we're talking about where people go on their phones, their websites, their apps. Amazon targeting, oh my gosh.
Wow, yeah.
Amazon targeting. So my favorite example is HVAC for this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is the right way to use that analogy, but so you're running a HVAC
air conditioning
heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the female homeowner, we talked about if she goes on Amazon and searches for air filters or air conditioning units or a portable heater, she falls in the bucket to advertise our HVAC services to that person.
Interesting. Okay.
Based on her behavior on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Yes.
It's very, very cool. And you can hit that person with a 30-second TV ad. You can hit that person with a display ad. There's a lot of ways you can get. And Amazon has partners and other platforms you can advertise across as well when you buy into Amazon. So
that's amazing.
And you know what? I'm not even getting warmed up yet. I am not even warm. Okay. We have 18 products.
Wow. We might not even get to all of them
today.
We're not.
Okay. Otherwise,
if someone's interested, can they reach out to you, Brian, or should we reach out to Jeff or both?
We want you to call Jeff. Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. 262-6000. Ask for Jeff and say, hey, I'd really like to talk to somebody about ADX Digital.
And that initial consultation doesn't cost you anything.
No. We'll either have you here at the station or we'll visit you and sit down and just get to know your business more. Really, all of us here want you to win. And we want to know what your goals are. And we want to know how your experience with marketing has gone. Some people say, I've done radio, it doesn't work, or I've done digital. Well, there's a lot more to it than just that. We want to know a little bit more about what your experience has been. Of course, if you've done digital or radio here, it's worked great. But mm-hmm.
Things are changing constantly with AI and everything else. So even since I've been here, we've had new products now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a very exciting platform to get involved with.
For sure. Yep. And just sitting down and talking about it is the starting point for sure. A lot of people think when we talk digital, we're talking social media, and that's part of it. A lot of people will say, I'm already doing my Facebook ads and Instagram ads. I'm already advertising within Meta. I don't need you. Mm. And the truth is, when we advertise on Meta, which would be Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, we're also on Marketplace, Messenger, Lead Ads. We are all the way across all of those different platforms that are part of the Meta world. It's like taking that Facebook post and actually igniting it and just sending it out there into the atmosphere in a really big way.
Very exciting. Talking with Brian with ADX Digital. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with Pep Talk after the break. Happy Monday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about ADX Digital with Brian Prowitz. He's one of our marketing consultants here. How long have you been here now, Brian?
5 minutes.
Yes.
I started 5 minutes. No, actually, I think today is my 2 month anniversary.
You're a great addition, I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Great addition.
I'm excited to have you here. Cake out here and a little
any
card
minute, any
to
minute.
Celebrate 2 months.
There you go.
So closing out, a couple other products I definitely want to make sure people know we have. We actually have a live chat that is not a bot. We can train a human being to be
cool.
Your live chat. And part of the way that you pay for that is by the number of leads. That's how that gets charged. YouTube TV, YouTube Plus, YouTube Movies, Google TV. We can advertise across YouTube. And there's a little thing called digital out of home. You see these digital screens all around,
mm-hmm.
including some of the billboards.
Like at gas stations and things like that.
Gas stations, airports, mm-hmm. hotels, restaurants. They all have these screens. And we can actually get ads, your ad, on those digital screens, including digital billboards.
I think it's a smart place because as I'm putting that gas in the car, I'm a captive audience.
I know. And the things they try to sell me, it's...
But I do watch them.
And then we can target in so many ways. Think about this. We can target the audience you choose based on their previous online or offline behaviors and what they've shown interest in across all devices. We can show your ads on web pages and apps containing keywords related to your business across all devices. We can use AI to target customers based on how they're engaging with an ad across all devices. We can follow people after they leave your website and show them your ad on other websites and apps that they go to across all devices. When I say across all devices, I mean across phones, tablets, laptops, pretty much any device that's connected to the internet that they hold in their hand. And then we target people on your list of emails, addresses, or phone numbers if you have a sales list that you've used. So,
all right, how do we get in touch with you?
Other than that, nothing really going on. call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne.
All right, thank you so much, Brian, for being here with ADX Digital.